Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to this special edition for the Manchester Derby edition of the Manchester Evening News podcast. And we've got two very special guests with us this week.
My name's John Sheehout. I'm the crime reporter at the Manchester Evening News and sometime Red.
My name's Neil Keeling. I'm chief reporter at the Manchester Evening News. I'm bilingual, as you can tell from my accent. I was born and bred in Walsall, but I finally saw the light and stopped supporting Walsall and switched to Manchester City in the early 90s and suffered immensely at Main Road, but have stuck with them and until we become the best team in Europe.
All right then, gents, let's start with an easy one. Who's going to have the bragging rights between you two come Monday morning?
Well, I think don't City have to make it back for the game on Sunday in time from the Ukraine? You know, we might get a bye, you might not make it back, or you might be, you know, Yaya Touré might, you know, might be upset. You know, he might not have had the cake he wanted on the trip back or something. You know, so, you know, it might well be a bye. You know, that would solve a lot of problems for us, I think.
I think that's what you're wishing for. Mate. You're a bit nervous, aren't you? I think bragging rights on Monday is irrelevant because I think City are going to win the league. We might slip up at Old Trafford, but I think we've got the style, the flair, and the ability, and for once, the depth to win the league. Clear. And of course, if we beat them at Old Trafford, we're 11 points clear before Christmas, which is pretty impressive.
Well, it sounds to me like you're counting your chickens there, Neil. Let's just rein it in 1 second. You know, what will happen is that Jose Mourinho will turn it into a war of attrition because he knows that he hasn't quite got the little sprinkle of stardust that Manchester City have and Pep Guardiola has, and so he'll create a set of tactics to suit his team, and for the moment that means giving you the ball for 88 minutes so you can pop it around the pitch. It's like a revolving carousel of tedium which we'll all have to watch, and it'll be beautiful on the eye and all that. You can do all that, you can have the freedom of Old Trafford for 87 minutes, and then you'll get a bit tired and Marcus Rashford will pop up and score the winning goal, and that'll do me 5 points behind.
Well, that's an interesting assessment, because you are partially right in that Manchester City are incapable of parking the bus. We will just have to score 3 or 4 and hope that you score less. That's the way we're going to play.
So would you rather have Mourinho or Guardiola as the master tactician ahead of the game?
Well,
I'd rather have entertaining football. I mean, it pains me to say it, but come on, for once let this be a spectacular game and not one of Mourinho's, you know, just pile everybody in defence, just keep them at bay, and then, as Johnny says, pop up with Rashford in the last minute. Let's have some spectacle, let's have some entertaining football. Big ask of Mourinho, but Pep will be up for it.
Oh, that's a massive yawn, that. I mean, that's such a massive yawn. Come on. He's only a couple of years into a project, whereas...
Oh, Pep?
No, Mourinho's 2 years into his project, whereas Guardiola's another year further down the line. So he's had a bit more time to kind of tinker with his team, make it an attractive outfit. Whereas Mourinho hasn't had that luxury. You know, he's got to kind of suck it up and watch people crowing about Saint Pep of Bezic and you know, all this, you know, how he can do no wrong, and all the media, you know, the kind of London-based media just foaming over him, and just generally, you know, being a bit. What I want to happen is a bubble to be pricked on Sunday afternoon. I want a late goal. I want a dog of a game, an absolute dog of a game. You know, that people, you know, the crowd will be up for it. It'll be loud. It'll be boisterous. It'll be back like it was in the 80s and 70s. And you know, I would just love it. To quote Kevin Keegan, you know, if the kind of Pep bubble was burst just on this one occasion. You can have the league maybe at the end of the year, but perhaps you are the best team, but Yeah, I don't want you to have it.
Jesus
all
Christ!
Your own way.
For the nation and for Mancunians, I hope that we're 2-0 up after 20 minutes, and then we'll have a decent game, eh?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be you can have the ball. You can have the ball for a bit. You can play with the ball. You can have that. That's yours for 85 minutes, and then we'll score the winner. Rashford will score the winner. 88 minutes. There's my prediction.
Yeah, it pains me to say, but Rashford is a bloody brilliant player. Another Moss side starlet that Manchester City let slip through their hands.
And, I think he's Withenshaw, isn't he? Rashford.
Is he?
He is from Withenshaw. Yeah.
Right, my apologies. I wish he was playing for us because he's your star man up front. And he's a great asset, I'll give you that.
Have you got any local lads in your team, in fact?
No, we don't, John.
Oh. How embarrassing.
And is Rashford just yours?
We've got Chris Smalling from Greater Manchester. Greater Manchester, I hate London.
Well, that's a different argument, isn't it? I agree with you, you know. I used to go to Main Road and watch Manchester City when it was peppered with Mancunian players, and we were crap.
So you'll take this, will you?
To be honest, mate, if you've suffered as long as I have watching us slip down the leagues, yeah, I would. Yeah. Plus, I know it's obscene the amount of money that's spent on players, and the amount of money that you have to bloody pay to see Manchester City. I mean, I went with my youngsters to see them play West Ham, and it was 80 quid. And then they wanted 25 quid for a bleeding bobblehead. And I'm not having it, you know, it's ridiculous.
But how much was it for Jamie Oliver pie? That must have been £8. A gourmet pie. Eh?
No, I just, you know, this is it, innit? You know, if you got the money, you got the players, and that's it. But on a serious point, City have got one youngster coming through, Foden, you know, the England player, and it's an absolute joy to see that he's even on the bench.
No, he's
because
not
I good. Personally think I think there should be a quota in that. Never mind English players. I think Pep should be actively looking for Mancunians to put on that blue shirt.
But I think if Phil Foden was a United player, I think he would be getting more opportunities than he does at Manchester City.
And that's a fair enough point. I agree with you there.
Because you've got cracking players in your youth setup, but you don't get anywhere near the first team.
No. We get cracking players in the academy, and then they get sold. And they make a career in the Championship or something like that, which is a great shame.
Yeah, well, I think on Sunday, I think the problem for us is, and I think the reason why I think that basically we're going to give you the ball for 85 minutes is that, you know, we're missing our best player, you know, Pogba. And with our best player, we can hurt you, I think. I think we can get our forwards going. But I don't think we can do that without him. So what happens is, it'll just turn into this war of attrition, and we'll just try to scramble through, and just with the crowd behind us, try to get the win.
Yeah, but for all the flair that we've got, we're also brittle at the back. Everybody knows that. We haven't got John Stones. So who are we going to put in defence in the derby? Otamendi, I should think, is definitely going in the central defence. But
can I suggest you put Mangala in the centre of your defence?
No. Mangala, hopefully, will be injured. I think
he's slower than Yaya Toure going back to his own goal, which is quite some feat.
Be a close call, yeah. Slower than the shuffling buffalo. I think it's got to be Otamendi, and I think Pep's going to have to take a gamble with Vincent. Because
Vincent. When was the last time he played, though?
Three games ago, was it, Alex?
Yeah, it was rested at the weekend because he's one yellow card away from a booking, and I think Pep knows he's going to need him at Old Trafford with John Stones being out.
So I think you're right. I think you're right. I mean, he's not got the pace that he used to have, but he's got the passion to make up for that. And United is such an aerial threat, especially if Fellaini's playing. We're going to need him because we're still suspect at the back, despite all the money that we've spent. And with Vincent, I think we've got a chance of keeping him at bay. And it's about time that Serge started firing on all cylinders again. He's had a bit of a quiet period. And we got enough to win it. But I'll be honest with you, this is their toughest test of the season because United are joking apart, are a great team. And it's brilliant for the city that both United and City are up there. And although I said I was confident that we're going to win the league, everybody knows that if we lose to United and then we slip up again, that's the end of the gap and United are snapping at aerials. But I just think that this year we have got a bit of depth and I think we can get through. I mean, we've just won our last three matches 2-1 and we've fought and scrapped and still got over the line. A couple of seasons ago, they would have been draws. That's the difference. We're slightly edgier, a bit more fight than we have had before. We've always had the panache, Johnny.
well, I think United against the lesser teams, they can bully them and can play attractive football. But like the Arsenal game showed, although we can hurt teams, a team like Arsenal, quite similar to City in the way they like to take care of the football. We still haven't quite got that form in that right. I think we still need more, one or two more who can keep the ball and are creative in the middle of the park. So City have obviously got that, quite a lot of that. What they haven't got is, so far anyway, not quite got the notches on the belt, the trophies in the cabinet that United and its history have got.
I mean, of all the matches, I wish that in this game we got a Manca playing for us, like you've got Rashford. I mean,
it makes a difference.
It just makes a huge difference. Yeah. And it's just a shame that basically the Manchester Derby is going to be a sort of a fashion show for Europe's greatest players, isn't it?
For the millionaires of Europe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it works two ways, doesn't it? Because the Mancunian player puts in 10% more effort. I don't care what you say.
Oh, well, of course.
If you're a local lad,
of course they will.
You're going to be absolutely busting the gut, aren't you? Because it's the derby.
It's what you've
dreamed about. Mm. And plus, it emboldens the crowd because they know they've got a local lad who, a few years earlier might have been on the terraces with them.
I mean, he probably won't do it, but even if he only got on for half a match, it'd be great to see Foden on that pitch at Old Trafford. That'd be fantastic. Not only for him, but for the game.
But he's stuck in Kiev somewhere, is he?
You hope.
He's not going to make it. He's on the slow train back from Kiev.
Pep said this week that he preferred to face Paul Pogba because he'd prefer that United played all their best players. Do you hold with that, Neil?
Christ, no. I'm glad he's out. That's the honest answer to that.
How about you, John? I mean, obviously, John Stones is out. Is that the same thing for you? You'd rather see City decimated by red cards than being left in Kiev?
Well, as I said, this is going to be a victory of cynicism over the beautiful game. Mm. It's going to be, like the worst, Sunday League game you've ever seen. It's going to be attritional. It's going to be bad tempered. There's going to be yellow cards. Mourinho will do what he'll just do whatever it takes to get his team over the line, and that's where we do have an advantage, I think. Although Guardiola is the kind of the artist or whatever you want to call him, Mourinho is he just gets results. He'll do what it takes to get his players to perform in such a way as to compete and be in the game by the end and nick it at the end.
Yeah, but Guardiola had a harsh lesson last season, didn't he? For all his beautiful football, the one rock off, and I think he's learned from that, and I think he'll be a bit more smarter than you're giving him credit for at Old Trafford. I think he's a bit cuter than that. Yeah, we are flash, we are stylish. We have
arrogant.
We have got the players.
Bit of arrogant.
Me or Pep?
Well, he's got something to be arrogant about, Neil. I don't know about you, but anyway.
I think what I'm saying is, if we went 2-0 up, I think we'd somehow find a way of making sure we did win. Probably yeah. Won't score in a third, actually, John.
Well, I admire your confidence, and you know.
I said if.
I'm gonna remind you of this. It's you know, sometimes the tone speaks volumes. Nearly, you know. Come Monday morning, I'm gonna remind you of this hubris.
And come May, I'm gonna remind you.
So go on then, gents. Final thing. Any score predictions?
Go on, Neil, you go first.
Well, I know what he's going to do.
Ladies first.
I know what he's going to do. Hey, I don't know whether this is wishful thinking or a sort of sensible guess, but I'd say 2-1 to City.
Well, I've said it for the last 20 minutes. It's going to be 1-0. Going to be 1-0.
94th minute.
Rashford, yeah. 88 minutes. He's going to scuff a shot. He's going to bobble it into the goal. And we're going to win by the single goal.
All right, well, we'll see you on Monday morning. He's smiling then. Thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Thank you.